Chadians living in Europe have been demonstrating here in France and Germany against French airstrikes in support of Chad's longtime ruler, Idriss Déby. The strikes on February the 3rd were intended to prevent an armed group from Libya from toppling the president. Instead, they have sparked familiar accusations of French interference in African politics. French authorities have defended the strikes against Chadian rebels, insisting that it was Déby himself who invited them in. But is Paris overstepping the mark? And is President Emmanuel Macron's hopes of resetting France's fraught relationship with Africa now in tatters? That's what I endeavour to find out in this week's Spotlight on Africa. Dozens of demonstrators line up outside Paris's National Assembly in protest against French airstrikes in Chad in support of longtime President Idriss Déby. Among the crowds, mainly members of Chad's diaspora, some 20,000 in Europe, are a handful of MPs attracted by the noise outside Parliament and who decide to take part in the protest. Among them is Eric Coquerel, a member of Jean-Luc Mélenchon's Unbound France party, La France Insoumise. Taking the microphone, Coquerel accuses the French government of propping up President Déby and points to a recent visit by Macron's former security aide, Alexandre Benalla, to Chad in December, saying it was proof that Françafrique, the backroom dealings that once characterized Paris' relationship with Africa, was still alive. French authorities have denied allegations of interference, saying their intervention was in response to a formal request for help from Chad. Jacques Maire is an MP with a ruling Republic of the Mouth party.
There was a strike coming from the northern border, Libya, with people which are very heavily harmed and going south in order to invade the Chad. This is the same thing that happened in 2012 when Bamako was under threat because of different kind of people, a conglomerate of jihadists coming from Libya, Algeria, North Mali, and so on and so forth. And there is an agreement between France and these countries, namely Chad, where there is a kind of engagement that if there is an external threat on the country, we have an alliance and we are bound to help the country to defend its borders. And the answer of the French troops, which was mainly an airborne answer, was very limited, very punctual, dedicated to the strike against the column coming to the south of Chad.
The strikes took place on the 3rd of February and lasted 3 days, during which 20 rebel pickup trucks belonging to the Union of Resistance Forces were destroyed. The military intervention takes place against a backdrop of deepening French involvement across West Africa, where France has been battling militants since 2013, first through its Operation Serval in Mali and later through Operation Barkhane. Critics, however, point out that this latest strike was not made against terrorists, but against rebels who are looking to overthrow the government of Chad. Abdelkarim Kundugumi Egre, a Chadian activist and head of the Africa Department at Internet Without Borders, says France's support of Déby is misguided.
France told that they are fighting against terrorism, but problem is that it's not against terrorists they are fighting. They fight Chadian rebels. That's why Chadian people now understood that the position of France is not just neutral position. It is just support for Idriss Déby. Second important thing is that Macron gives a promise, many, many promises during his campaign. And he said that Françafrique and other political mafia are finished. And he brings change in our relation between our two countries. But he did exactly the inverse. So we are very angry against Macron. Very angry about French government, and we want French government to be clear and take part of the people and not support dictator.
France's support for Chad's ruler, long accused of authoritarianism and human rights violations, has stunned many in the opposition. However, in a region that has become fertile territory for Islamists, seeking a foothold after the collapse of Islamic State armed group in Syria and Iraq, Idriss Déby is seen as an indispensable ally in the fight against terrorism. This according to François Golm, a researcher at the French Institute for International Relations here in Paris.
It shouldn't be forgotten that President Idriss Déby came to power in 1990 with the tacit complicity of France. Former President François Mitterrand was extremely unhappy with the attitude of former leader Hissène Habré, and he allowed the rebels to reach N'Djamena. These rebels were led by Idriss Déby. He's always been supported by France. He was respected by the French military as an efficient commander. As for Chad, it's in a strategic position and straddles both North Africa and Sub-Saharan Africa, and thus is absolutely vital.
France gave military support to three of Déby's predecessors, and French logistical support also helped him beat back rebels who reached the capital, N'Djamena, in 2008. The same rebels who again tried to topple Déby on February the 3rd, as the president struggles to contain an economic crisis and several years of social unrest. Chadian activist Egray accuses Déby of exploiting the war on terror to his advantage.
The fighting against terrorism gave him all right to do what he wants in Chad. We tell the community international that we can fight more efficiently terrorism if we have a president democratically elected and who have his people behind him. But Idriss Déby just using this reason to do what he wants, but we told the international community that the main source of instability, the main source of terrorism, and the main source of insecurity in the Sahel is Idriss Déby.
Despite promises to break from the murky ties that bound France to former African colonies, known as Françafrique, President Macron has become bogged down in an alliance painfully familiar with a bygone era, says researcher Gon, who penned a paper in February called Emmanuel Macron and Africa.
Emmanuel Macron is the first president not to have experienced the colonial period. However, he's become bogged down in an alliance with certain African leaders that are reminiscent of Françafrique, the term used to describe a model of neocolonialism that existed in the 60s and 70s.
The ruling party's Jacques Maire, however, insists that France's support of Chad's government does not mean endorsement.
We do not endorse any responsibility about the track record of the Chad government. But as a state-to-state discussion, Chad has a representative. And now, if we go too much in the internal debate of Chad, we will be accused to make kind of France-Afrique interferences, and we will be very much challenged.
In 2012, former French President François Hollande criticized the human rights record in the Democratic Republic of Congo, calling it totally unacceptable. He was later accused of overstepping the mark. Jacques Maire.
If we do not say anything, it means that we don't care, and if we say something, it means that we manipulate. So, I mean, there is a very, very narrow line to be defined. We can say things without interfering in the internal debate. And we are able to tackle directly behind doors, I mean, between colleagues. We are very open to discuss about rights, civil rights, democracy, and the political situation. So we do it with our colleagues, but we don't want to interfere publicly within the national debate.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. It remains to be seen if such assurances will quell doubts about whether Françafrique is really over. What is new, critics argue, is that there is now a vibrant diaspora community, very much connected and active on social media, who are determined to ensure that Paris's diplomacy with Africa remains transparent. Reporting for RFI, Christina Rochello in Paris.